President Obama is fighting hard for his top domestic priority, an overhaul of the current unwieldy health care system that would cost at least $1 trillion, but one he asserts can be achieved without adding to the federal budget deficit. Before a meeting on Tuesday with Democrats on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, one of five House and Senate panels preparing legislation, the president said again that Congress needs to put politics aside and get the job done.
Time and again, we've heard excuses to delay and defeat reform. Time and again, the American people have suffered because people in Washington played the politics of the moment instead of putting the interests of the American people first.
The committee chairman, Democrat Henry Waxman, ordered a pause in his panel's laborious drafting of the measure as Democrats work to overcome differences within their party. Legislation the president and Democrats want to pass by the end of the year would create a government health insurance option to compete with private insurers, require all individuals to have health insurance, and mandate employers to provide it. Insurance companies could no longer deny health coverage based on pre-existing medical conditions, a key point of weakness in and public anger with the current system. Republicans oppose a proposed surtax on high wage earners to pay for a significant portion of the plan and assert this would amount to a government takeover of health care that would be far more expensive than Democrats and the president project. Republicans also link potential costs with what they assert is the failure so far of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the $787 billion economic stimulus plan approved by Congress to speed up economic recovery, an assertion the president and Democrats reject. Representative Candace Miller was among a succession of Republicans who conducted the equivalent of a filibuster on Tuesday in the House of Representatives, assailing the health care proposal and the president's handling of the economy.
$787 billion added to our national debt and an annual deficit approaching $2 trillion. Mr. Speaker, now we're being told that we need to pass health care reform immediately because we're in a crisis.
Texas Democrat Jean Green is a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee.
Let me tell you what the facts are in our country. 43 to 50 million people in our country are without health care. They get their health care through the emergency room. And you know who pays for that? Those of us who have insurance.
In closed-door negotiations, House Democrats are trying to overcome objections from a group of fiscally conservative Democrats not satisfied with cost reductions in the emerging measure. Democrats also staged a news conference at which physicians and nurses, as well as Democratic lawmakers who are doctors, spoke in support of the health care reform effort. Mohammed Akhtar, executive director of the National Medical Association, said reform is needed to deal with an explosion of chronic disease in the United States, adding that failure to pass a bill now would mean more expense for the country later.
People talk about the cost today. If you're going to wait, it's going to be unbearable. It's going to be much, much more expensive to deal with this issue in the future. So timing is now.
Differences on health care were also heard in remarks by Senate Democratic and Republican leaders, saying President Obama is calling the plays as negotiations continue. Majority Leader Harry Reid said Republicans want only the status quo.
Republicans aren't interested in working with Democrats to fix this problem. That's pretty clear. They simply want to maintain the status quo and keeping the insurance industry in charge of health care delivery.
But Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell repeated his party's warning about rushing a bill through Congress.
We saw with the stimulus, the effort to rush and spend, what can happen if you jam major legislation through before people have an opportunity to understand what's in it.
House Democrats say they're still working to finalize a measure and, if possible, bring it to the House floor for a vote before lawmakers leave town for their August break. But with conservative Democrats still voicing concerns, it is possible the president might be forced to accept a delay until September. Opinion polls show a majority of Americans favor health care reform, but several recent surveys also show a decline in approval for the way President Obama has been handling the issue. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.